Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
There's been much talk of the Azov Battalion and the Ukrainian far right. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's address to the Greek Parliament yesterday caused outrage from opposition parties there, or more specifically, a video he showed after his address, after a man who identified himself as an ethnic Greek member of Ukraine's ultra-nationalist Azov Battalion appeared in the video. Earlier, I spoke with Mariam Naim, who's a Ukrainian national and has worked in the area of cultural studies, and I asked her to give me some background into Azov in Ukraine.
Defensive nationalism is a common to people whose identity is in existential danger. So, for example, when we're talking about Azov, and it's very often mentioned in media, this ultra-right regime of Azov, the founding year is 2014, and date of Russia attack on Ukraine is also 2014. So current rise of the Ukrainian nationalist movement is to large extent actually caused by Russia expansive aggression. And I think it's very important to highlight. So the idea, and you know, we have a lot of talks about the Ukrainian nationalism. So I think it's also, when we talk about this growth of Ukrainian nationalism, we need to remember its sources. So aggression always radicalizes. This is something that happened all the time, all over the world. The problem is not the reaction to this reaction itself. The problem is the aggression, the expansive politics of Russia, the imperialistic politics of Russia.
So you're saying, are you saying that the Azov Battalion or movement is a response to Russian aggression, quite simply? Is that it?
Yes, exactly. It's linked specifically. Like, of course, and I think I won't be honest here. Ukraine, of course, have some problems with racism, and of course, we have some far right movement. But as any other country, I don't think there is any country who can say we don't have racism and we don't have far right movement. But in our case, our far right movement is actually linked and connected to this Russian imperialistic extension.
And do you say that justifies the far right in a Ukrainian context?
So, I mean, like, justify what exactly? The existence of that, of course, as a person of color, of course, like, as Afghani origin, I cannot, I'm last person who will ever defend them. But I think it's very important to have this, to not simplify this, because this is exactly what Russia propaganda is trying to do, to simplify this to the idea that Ukraine is just a Nazi station, which is completely not true.
How do you respond then to members of the Greek Parliament, for example, in response to an Azov member being shown in the video after President Zelensky's speech? And this is in the Greek Parliament. That they say, and this is the leader of Syriza, Alexis Tsipras. He said the speech of members of the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion in the Greek Parliament is a provocation, he said. And there's also, there was another comment from the former Foreign Affairs Minister, Nikos Kotsias, after the same video being shown. The Greek government irresponsibly undermined the struggle of the Ukrainian people by giving the floor to a Nazi, he said.
So, to be honest, I think, you know, again, I'm not a political journalist or expert. I can say something just as a person who study culture or like more or less understand the topic. I think here what we can see, I think a lot of people in West think that they have immunity to Russian propaganda. And this is something that makes us actually even more like weak to this propaganda. So media prepared, and actually, if you look at the internet, there is a lot of information about specifically Ukrainian far-right movement, and there is nothing about Russia. So the media has talked so much about Ukrainian right and so little about Russia. Tell me that Russia propaganda has done the excellent job here. And what we can hear right now, that what we're discussing right now with you, is actually, for me, the impact of that Russia propaganda and this excellent job, if I can name this horrible thing, excellent job.
But am I right in understanding you then, Mariam, that you're saying it is wrong to call Azov far right? Is that fair?
No. I'm saying that it's important to look at the roots, why we have Azov, not who is Azov, but it's more about why we have it. I think every time people talk about Azov or have any information media about Azov, everyone is just completely ignoring that we actually were invaded exactly that year. And this was reaction, defending the our borders.
Okay.
Of course, in aggressive way. As I said before, aggression in any ways will radicalize.
Mm-hmm. So what is Azov defending? What do they say they are defending?
Again, as a not representative, I think it's very obvious. Like 8 years ago, Russian troops come to Ukraine, annexed Crimea, like a big part of land, and also occupied cities in eastern part of Ukraine and stayed there, and actually gave a lot of weapons to separatists, and also were working there as a soldier. There were a lot of Russian military there. So our borders, they're defending our borders.
Mm-hmm. So when, for example, Vladimir Putin said he was going to rescue Russian-speaking people in Ukraine from discrimination and from attack and so on, and the world has said that is incorrect, nobody in Ukraine needs to be rescued. But was he referring, or was he trying to hook that on the Azov movement, I wonder?
I think, again, it's just a part of good Russian propaganda. Because if we will talk about, somehow he didn't talk about the whole neo-Nazi movement in Russia, which actually exists, and they have more than 100 groups of neo-Nazis, but nobody talks about that. And Putin didn't talk about denazification of Russia itself, which is interesting, I guess. The amount of crimes because of racism in Russia increasing, and it's actually kind of true. And the racism there is have actually a little bit different roots than in Ukraine. But let's talk about something else. So right now you're talking to Afghani origin Ukrainian who is actually Russian speaker. So I should be that person that Putin tried to save, and I'm saying that he's not saving anyone. He just tried to kill us, and that's it. I guess, this is my statement, for Russia, Ukraine is vital. Like, because I guess that we are, for Russia, is that boy from fairy tale who's saying that king is naked. It was all the time like that. Ukraine is very vital for Russia's self-image. And it was even for centuries, with our century of colony and empire. Mm-hmm. Russia didn't like it centuries before, Russia didn't like it now. We are like a stone in the shoes. So it's kind of, they will be find any reason to try to defend the idea to take our land.
Can I ask you finally, Mariam? And you say you study this. This is your area of expertise, cultural studies. And you say that far right movements like Azov in Ukraine, they are different to the far right in Italy or Germany, and we have a small element of it here as well in Ireland. But you say they are different because it has grown out of Russian aggression against Ukraine. But can I ask you, do you think it was a mistake by President Zelensky to include Azov in his video to the Greek Parliament yesterday?
This is my president. I won't comment anything he's doing. Right now, I will show only support to him. So I cannot comment that. Sorry.
Okay, Mariam Naim, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me.